We're here on KSOM, and let's talk some high school boys basketball. The Carroll Tigers are getting prepared for their playoff matchup here on a Thursday night as they take on Saydell. Randy Bisson, head coach, and AD at Carroll High joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your basketball team coming in to tonight's showdown against Saydell?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the matchup. We played Saydell last year in the first round of districts. And even though not a lot of the same guys are back on their team, they have a really nice team. So the Moreno kid, the point guard's averaging 23 points a game. He's super quick, athletic, gets to the foul line. He's made over 40 threes on the year. So he's really good. So we're going to have to do a good job of slowing him down and stopping him. And then they got some other guards that are some pretty good shooters too. So when he gets into the paint and kicks it out, the Oldman's kid has made over 40 threes as well. He's a good shooter. And then they got some other guards as well with him, along with a 6'7 post player in the Walterbach kid. So they play a 2-3 zone a majority of the time. So you put 6'7 underneath the basket to kind of protect the basket a little bit and be a rebounder. And then when you got some quick athletic guards around them to kind of cause some problems, it makes it hard to score on sometimes. So we'll have to play a good game later on tonight.
So how have your team been defensively, and you know, how do you feel like you match up defensively to try and stop Moreno?
We talk about defense a lot. it's whether or not we can execute. But no, we've done a good job all year. You know, we lost to Gilbert late in the season, and it wasn't our best defensive effort. But our guys take a lot of pride in getting stops on the defensive end, and we know that if we can get stops, that usually leads to some transition opportunities. So we'll have to do a good job of stopping the drive and keeping Moreno in front of us and making sure that we shrink the floor and making it tough so there's not open lanes to get all the way to the basket and close out on some of their other shooters and make it tough on them too. And then it'll be important for us to get that first rebound too so we can get out and run. And, you know, people say sometimes the best way to beat a zone is to not let them get set up in the zone. So if we can get out and run and get some easy ones in transition, that should help us out as well. And when we do get in the half court, we just got to work the basketball and move it side to side. And hopefully, if we're going to take some outside shots, they'll be from inside and out instead of just passing around the arc. So our guys, I think, are confident. We had a couple good days of practice. First round of districts was against Perry, and guys played well there. We passed it really well and played some really good defense there. So we're hoping that carries over to tonight.
How have you been playing against zone throughout this year?
But Winter said in our conference, play zone, 2-3 zone, they're super aggressive in it. They're all over the place, makes it tough to score. They have a little bit of height underneath the basket as well. So they're similar to Saydell. They got some scrappy guards that are kind of all over the place. So I think it's really important to take care of the basketball, you know, pass fakes, shot fakes, not just staring at who you're trying to pass it to. And then we have to be able to dribble, penetrate, and create for people, but not over dribble. Once you over dribble against the zone, usually there's a couple of guys there ready to pick off the pass or read eyes and knock it away from behind. So, again, ball security is going to be extremely important, but I feel like we've done a pretty good job against the zones that we've had and seen this year. So hopefully our guys are confident, and we'll be confident with the basketball and confident with shooting the basketball and making good decisions. Against the zone, usually you have to make some quick decisions on ball reversal, and you got to deliver passes to people when they're open and on time. And if you're a second late and you're thinking too much and not quite sure if you should pass it and you end up passing it, it usually ends up being a turnover. So, like I said, we've had a couple of good days of practice of getting ready for it. And who knows, maybe they'll come out and play man-to-man or do something completely different tonight. But I think either way, we'll be prepared for a tough game.
How is the confidence level for a guy like Jared Moore? I mean, from the outside, from three-point land, he shoots, but he's not there at a high percentage. I guess he's more of a guy that goes inside to get his points in the paint. Field goal percentage is still pretty high at 49%. what do you see from Jared and his offensive abilities here as of late?
Yeah, we got some guys that can do some good things against the zone. You know, Jared kind of runs the offense from the high post area. He's a good passer. He's good at attacking the basket, and if he needs to step out and knock down some threes, he can do that too. But Matt Collison shooting the ball over 40% from 3-point line. You know, he's our point guard, and he'll be at the top of the zone offense. So kind of passing the ball around and making sure that people are in the right spot. And then when you have 6'6", little Thargiath that kind of hangs out around the basket, he does a good job of cleaning things up if we miss or finding that short corner spot. So, and Trey Tassel is a good 3-point shooter for us. We have a couple guys off the bench that are good 3-point shooters. So, you know, usually there's a lot of different ways to play a zone, but most of the time if you're playing a 2-3 zone, you're thinking, okay, let's protect the paint, and they're going to have to make a bunch of outside shots in order to beat us. And I feel like Sadel's a little bit of that, but they'll also go out and pressure you a little bit and try to speed you up and run you off the arc a little bit and make you have to dribble a couple of times and find people. So, again, you know, it'll be nice if we can make some shots, but I don't think we'll rely on that all night. So I think if we can move the ball side to side and get the ball to high post in the short corner and some of those spots where the ball needs to go, we have guys in the right spot and they're good passers, and I think good things will happen. So,
yeah,
you know, you expect your best players to play well in big games, and then you hope that your role players will step in and do their thing and be a good role player like what they've done all year. So expect nothing but the best out of those guys tonight.
So you've had a team that's kind of been hovering around the 500 mark the last three seasons, 12-10, 12-11, 10-13. What's been the biggest reason for your team to kind of take it to another level this year?
Yeah, I think the Raccoon River is a really strong conference. There's a lot of good teams in that conference from top to bottom. So there's not a lot of easy games. If you're not ready to go and ready to play, there's a good chance you're not going to win that game, regardless of if you're playing the top team in the conference or the bottom team. So, you know, we struggled to score a little bit last year and turned the ball over a little bit too much. Defense was just okay. So I think this year defensively, they really bought into getting stops and making it tough. But especially after the first few games, they figured it out offensively that it takes a whole team to have good offense, and it can't just be a one-man show. It can't be a one- or two-man show. You got to share the basketball. You got to pass up a good shot to get a great shot, and you got to work that thing. And we have some guys that can do that. The seniors, I think, lost one game as freshmen. So they've been itching to get to the varsity level and show what they can do. And, you know, we're a pretty senior-led team this year, so I think that's going to help us with some experience and doing some things. And I mean, they've shown it all this year. I mean, we lost twice to Ballard. We lost to ADM. We lost to Storm Lake, and then we lost a tough one to Gilbert. So those are all really good teams. Three of those teams are ranked in the top five in the state. So I feel like we've competed against some of the best teams. So we're hoping that that experience and those games have prepared us for big games like this, where you need to play well at the right time.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against Sadel in the district semis. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Randy Beeson, head coach for Carroll Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.